Turk, dear ladies and gentlemen, and of course, the best greetings from Estonia also to our honorable minister and his colleagues. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Turk for the wonderful introduction of the theme of this panel and for the questions you raised. As we know, Estonia and Russian Federation share the largest transboundary lake in Europe, named Lake Peipsi, and it is a unique water body with a rich ecosystem. We have a very active transboundary water cooperation with Russia established almost 25 years ago through a joint commission. We have learned the importance of setting up detailed introduction for and the format of cooperation. The slight difference of our countries' legal and management frameworks is the most challenging task for us. Here, the Water Convention comes into play. Countries can rely on their help and expertise. The Water Convention sets principle to cooperate and to hold consultations, exchange information, conclude agreements, and establish joint bodies. As a result of cooperation between our countries, we see positive outcomes. For example, first, pollution is reduced in water bodies thanks to the implementation of water protection measures taken by both sides. And secondly, thanks to efficient and well-coordinating monitor activities, we have up-to-date information on the lake's ecosystem. Such cooperation, as well as tackling climate change and sustainable management of water resources in close cooperation, leads to stability and peace, as countries are less likely to enter into intense conflicts over transboundary waters. We do not see a big disagreements which cannot be solved by working together actively. Estonia believes it is important to define and assess the benefits of transboundary water cooperation. We have led the activity of promoting and communicating these benefits over the last 3 years and are eager to continue. The benefits act as a confirmation to countries that transboundary water cooperation is really necessary. It also helps to ensure political support and funding. For example, we run several projects targeting Lake Peipsi. Thanks to a project which ended in 2015, we focused on the promotion of sustainable socio-ecosystem and environment development of Lake Peipsi area. Several actions were taken which benefited both Estonia and Russia. The measures have already contributed to the improvement and the environmental condition and to decrease of nutrient load in the Lake Peipsi. Therefore, I am convinced that the joint undertaking of a benefit assessment is an excellent way to build and maintain a relationship of mutual trust and support. We also believe that benefit assessment can contribute towards non-parties accession on the Water Convention. Mr. Turk, I also would like to say that I'm sure that we must raise our ambition on the parliamentary level if we are talking the transboundary water solutions. And I just would like to say, ladies and gentlemen, that in the future, I think also the Speaker of the Parliaments should come together and meet on the joint topic of Water Convention. Thank you.